The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Heyo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Fruit Basket. My name is Val. I am your host for today. And finally, we are being joined by my lovely co-host, Kat.
Hi.
And our special guest for today is her boyfriend, Matthew.
Let's go.
Woo. Welcome to the Fruit Basket. We've been wanting to have you on for the last season. We were talking about it. Oh, he should have been on the show. We were talking about it with your friends too, who I gave a shout out in the last episode. So if you guys watched that, it's it. So if you guys watched that, then you would have seen that. But yeah, welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you here. So for today's episode, we were talking about it, and I think we're going to be talking about Halloween. When you are seeing this, it's already November, so Halloween's over at this point, which is sad, but we still have to celebrate it as of right now, because it's currently the 25th. It's currently the 25th. So let's have some hot takes on some Halloween costumes. So I have a list.
Well, first of all, Val, I want to know what you're going to be.
I'm going to be Justin Bieber for Halloween.
It would, which era? Like prison era?
No, I'm doing Baby Bieber. So we're doing the all white fit with like the purple sweater, like the fitted hat. Yeah.
I think you should pull up your reference photo.
Well, okay, so whoever's listening to this on Spirit Live will not be seeing this, but I will pull up the reference photo for those who are watching the video on YouTube.
I want the photo of you in it, actually.
My photo? Okay. This is when I first decided I was going to do the costume. This is the second I put it on. Got the microphone and everything. But no, the worst part is I kind of got scammed on my shoes. So initially I had bought purple Supras. So Supra has been out of business, the shoe company Supra. If anybody knows who that is, like what that is, you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, you're going to look at me like Kat is right now. And so basically it's a shoe company, and they made like high top sneakers basically. And Justin Bieber used to wear them. So I got the exact pair that he wore with his outfit, or at least I thought I did. When I ordered them, I got the shipping info. It took like a month and a half to ship. Okay, air quotations, to ship. And then I found out that they lost my package. And it said it was delivered on September 12th. What? It said it was delivered. I ordered these shoes in August, okay, early August. September 12th, it says delivered. So I go outside, I'm like, it's not here. Not here. So I email them, I go, it's not in my mailbox. It's not on my front door. Where is it? Yeah. Pause.
Like, what website is this? Because
listen, it really said Supra Canada, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't know they still had a website. It looked legit, I swear to you. And so I emailed the customer service
and everything.
Yeah, I emailed customer service, and they're like, oh no, it should be there at a post office. What do you think I am? I gave you my address. Why is it at a post office? So I'm like, no.
And how do they know which one's closest to you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, exactly. Yeah. So I said, yeah, no, not here. I want my shoes. And they go, okay, we can either issue a refund or we can give you the shoes. And I'm like, okay. If I can get the shoes by October 26th, I would like the shoes. If I cannot, I want the refund. And they're like, okay. They said, okay, we're going to give you the shoes. We're going to ship them out in about 3 days. You'll get the information. Never heard from them ever again. So I got scammed out of I think it was like $70 or something like that. I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Would you really have gotten the refund if you asked for it?
I don't think so. So I just let it go. And when I went to a soccer game with Becca and Adrian, we ended up going to Kith, which is a clothing shoe store type thing. If you've never been, it's in it's in Yorkville, and I ended up buying a Jordan, I can't remember what Jordans I bought, but they're like black and white. And I'm like, you know what? It's not purple, okay. But I cannot find purple shoes anywhere. I went to Yorkdale. I went to Von Mills. I went online. I could not find purple shoes anywhere. Well, unless... purple what?
Duct tape. And you just duct tape your shoes?
Get out. Get out. So I was gonna do either purple Crocs, because that's how much I like was so fed up. I was so fed up. Or I could have bought purple Converse.
Okay.
So like,
it's like, what are the odds you're gonna really wear those again?
That's why I said, you know what? I'm gonna cut my losses. I'm gonna cut my losses. I'm not duct taping my shoes, Kat. I'm just gonna wear black shoes instead of purple. Like, it's not the end of the world. It is the same style. It's fine. The same thing happened for my hat. So initially, it's supposed to be a purple fitted hat. I went to 5 different lids. 5. And could not find a purple hat in my size. I'm actually so mad.
Your size. Do you have some tissue paper in there? What do you mean? You're not gonna find one. You're not gonna find a kid's purple hat.
Who said kids, Kat? Who said kids?
I did. I know your size. Whatever.
I'm getting absolutely bullied.
Tissue paper in there, you'll be fine.
Tissue paper.
Yeah, or leave your hair up. Like, no, leave your hair out, so it adds some more, like, cushioning around, and then it won't, like, fall off your head.
No, that's not how they work. I hate to break it to you. That's not how it works. I'm so sorry.
Maybe children's plays.
You're absolutely vile. Listen, my shoes are children's. Yes, I'm a size 4. Great. But now you're coming after my head, and I think we're going to have a problem. I think we're going to have a problem. But no, I've been actually seeing on my TikTok that, like, people are dressing up as Justin Bieber, and it's pulling up on my...
Oh, yeah?
And, like, they copied me. Same thing. I'm like, they copied me. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. What am I going to do?
I feel like that's going to become more, like, popular costume. Like, you know how, like, Magic Mike... kind of blew
up. Yeah, that blew up for whatever reason.
I feel like it's gonna be like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw it because Renee Rapp did it last year. And I was like, I'm doing it.
Do you think she started it? Started the trend?
Potentially, because it's just a bunch of lesbians. So, like, that's... just a bunch of lesbians are doing it. So I'm like, it has to be because of her. I did it, so clearly.
Right.
Anyway, apart from my costume, what are you guys being for Halloween?
Do you want to say it? Yeah, you say it. Go ahead. Go, go, go. Say it. What are you
going to be? One of us is being Snoopy and the other one's being Charlie Brown.
And you have to guess.
Who's who?
Matthew, you're Charlie Brown, and Kat, you're Snoopy.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
You remember you told me, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think so.
Told me already.
Wait, at
my
party?
At your birthday.
Right.
I thought I had special memory. Never mind. Forget that I said I knew already. I lied. I didn't know already.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Very cute. I want to see all the pictures.
I feel like, I'm only going out the day we're going out, so.
Why don't you come to my house tomorrow?
Bro, I have work.
Okay, we have her on video denying yet another invite to my parties.
Okay, you know what, guys? I will say it. So I have some proof. I have work from 1 to 9.
Congrats. Okay? Congrats.
And then the next morning, I start at 10.
Oh my god. That's crazy. How will you ever survive?
I can't. I truly can't.
You can literally come for like an hour, 2 hours. Like, just come and enjoy, wear your costume.
And then also, like, you live very far from me. So
I don't
how am I going to get there?
That
drive?
Far? No. Yeah, Matthew, drive. No, that'd be fun.
If I did get a driver, I probably would. Or if, like, Sophia wanted to. Is Sophia going?
No, she's choosing another party over mine.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. We'll bleep you out. Don't worry. But don't make it a habit.
Got it. Wow, totally just told you that I'm going to someone else's party.
Yeah, well, first of all, she had three offers.
Oh,
three offers, and I was like, I forgot how popular Sophia is. Forgive me.
Yeah.
So it was either my party up in Vaughn, which fine is not the best. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was one of her coworkers, I believe. And then the other one was the friends that like helped her move. Their party.
Mm.
Yeah.
So she went to their party? The friends.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. She told me the other one, the coworker one, every time she goes out with them, it's just a bunch of like 40-year-olds with children. And I was like, oh.
Love that.
Oh, okay. That's good for you. But the other friends, I actually went to their party before. And it was a good party, except I didn't drink.
Oh.
And let me tell you.
Saying it was a good party without drinking, that's pretty good then.
Let me tell you, it was an interesting party to say the least.
Can you talk about it?
I don't know if this person would want me to, but maybe later I'll tell you. Because I think I already told you, but I'll tell you again. After the episode. To respect that person. Because I know they feel horrible. Yes.
Oh, okay. They have regrets. Okay. That's fair.
So
yeah, but we have our own plans. We're going to
I'm still working till 10 that day. So I'm gonna have to sprint downtown. Yeah.
That's fine. Just come straight.
I'm just gonna come straight.
JB on the way. Yeah.
From Apple to
You could honestly come as Apple worker. Like, I think that would be so funny.
That would be so funny. But no, Justin Bieber will live on forever. I don't care. It's already hanging up in my room. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm so excited. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's talk about some other costumes that some people might do this year.
Okay.
So I pulled up this random website, and I know you probably have some pulled up as well. Maybe
ChatGPT.
I love that. So scrolling this list, it's clearly for these look so low effort, it's actually hilarious.
What is the title? Like, is this for
I'll read the title
minute.
For you.
Okay.
76 best Halloween costumes to inspire your 2024 look.
I don't get that, but okay. How does it inspire your look?
That's a great question. We're gonna start off with number one.
Okay.
A laundry machine and dryer.
Okay.
How do you even do that? Is one a towel and like? What's...
No, wait, they're literally a washing machine and a dryer.
No, I don't know
with
why.
With like
I thought,
a little
like,
Tide bottle and like.
Towel.
A box of Bounce and just some actual laundry.
But like, I don't know how that's gonna look.
It's just like like they're literally wearing like a laundry machine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Number two, lip smacker, like a chapstick.
Oh.
Has a bucket on her head and then a dress that says lip smacker down the middle.
That's not bad. I feel like you could make that into very different variations for different flavors.
Yeah, like I think you could, you know, what's it called, like be more specific and make it look cooler, like a Burt's Bees or something. But
okay,
it literally just says what,
there's no difference between a lip smacker and a Burt's Bees.
But like I'm saying, like specific brands and
lip smacker is a brand,
is it? I have no idea.
Lip smacker is the one that they like, they'll do like Oreo lip smacker, and it's like an Oreo lip balm.
Those
it's
ones.
The one with like Sour Patches. Yeah.
Yeah, I was not into those.
Like all different.
I was not into those.
Oh, I love
them. I just got into like chapstick. Like, prior, I literally didn't. I swear to you, I never wore like chapstick or anything. I think it was the last year and a half.
Actually, is probably my life.
Like, I do.
Like
I buy this.
I'm leaving the house. It's like phone, chapstick, yeah. Yes. Wallet.
Oh, I always bring it with me now. Always. It's like always.
Okay, let me just bring out my favorite. So, guys, if you want a really good chapstick, not
of course,
but would
of
love
course,
to
it's that one.
Liquidex, Listex, the tub. Unfortunately, you do have to like dip your hand in it, and it's like maybe sometimes germ city. But like, if you want a good one. This is the one, not the one. There's a one that's like this. You like put on like this. Not as good as this.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. I don't have my go-to one with me, but it's also a Bliss X and has SPF. And I buy the same one every single time I run out.
Yeah, me too.
It's good. It's good. You have to find. I'm never going to change it. Never going to change it. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, number three. Stanley Cups. Now this can go two ways.
Let's do that.
This can be a like the drinking Stanley Cups that everybody loves. And I swear, this is ridiculous if
you
saw
that.
They literally are wearing like a colored jumpsuit to like either like straight blue or like green or whatever. And it's the logo and says Stanley on the front, like on their chest. And I swear, it looks like they have like a dreidel spinning on their head. Like it looks really weird, but to be like the straw. It's like a plate and then like a straw off the top. It looks like
so
they're about to go
like
spin.
These are like outrageous Halloween costumes.
These are like weird. Like, I just don't
like
know.
Going out. Oh, let's go out for Halloween. It's like
no.
I'm dressing up.
Okay. So low effort. It's ridiculous. Okay, this
That's
one
so
I think.
It... How are these low effort? Low effort is wearing all black and putting a cat head bit on, and being like I'm a cat.
Well, you know what? Okay. Maybe creative is the word.
Would a person put a bucket on their head and be a lip smacker?
Okay, you're right. You're
That's
right. Okay, maybe not. Okay. This one's kind of funny. Caitlin Clark.
Who?
What's wrong guys? Are you like...
Who's Caitlin
Clark? Caitlin
Clark,
the WNBA basketball player?
Oh, she looks like. It's not a good Halloween costume.
And
she looks like really
funny. It's literally just like a simple jersey and shorts, and then a basketball, and then
it's just wearing
basically
it's just
wearing,
wearing
a basketball.
Jersey.
Low effort.
Okay, that's low effort.
There you go.
I thought she had like a specific like look to her or something.
Okay, this one's really bad. This one's really bad. Dolly Parton. But the picture is the best part. I wish I could show you the picture. It's literally, they made a cardboard wig. So it's just
a big
piece of like cut out cardboard, like blonde hair. And she's holding a ukulele.
That is just so off. When did she ever play the ukulele?
I don't know. Okay. And it's not even like... a Dolly Parton like look, really. It's just the hair and the ukulele, because the shirt just looks like a regular like checkered shirt for whatever reason, that's like off the shoulders
checkered.
And then just random jeans, like a light, like it's not even like, it's not something
like
Dolly would wear.
I feel like they could have done way better with that, like maybe real wig, maybe
and
then some type of like olden days outfit,
maybe. Okay, next one. Scrub Daddy.
That's not bad.
It's not horrible.
They just have like the image of, on their face, on their.
Well, no, it's like they made a huge Scrub Daddy, and they're just wearing it.
Oh wow!
And they blew like up some balloons, and they have balloons just flying around like soap, and then they're holding a Scrub Daddy wearing gloves. That one's not horrible.
Oh,
that one's
not that's
horrible.
Not bad.
So that's
I feel like that's like a classic dad doing that.
It's a mother, it looks like.
She's Scrub Mommy then.
It should be Scrub Mommy, but whatever. Do you want to give me some? Do you have any that you have? Matthew, get any ones off the top of your dome?
Do you think anybody's going to do Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
Oh, 1,000%! That is a guarantee. They did it last year, too.
Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
That one's like
old.
I wouldn't say old, but it's like now it's like not as crazy that they're dating, you know, like people have kind of blown over, like that's
it definitely died down. I'll tell you that definitely died down,
but I'm glad they're still dating.
I know, it's cute. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other costume ideas that you could think that people are going to do?
You know which ones are really popular right now? Mm. It's Ratatouille, so Remy the Rat.
The little rat in their hair. And...
Yeah. Yeah, and like the girls like the mouse, and then the guys the chef.
Oh, there's that one, but I mean the ones where the girls are,
the chef, and then they have the rat in their hair. I've seen that too. Yeah,
I love how we don't know their names.
Remy is the rat.
It's a rat. What's the chef's name?
I don't know. He's red hair. Ready. I don't know.
No.
Oh, Linguini.
There it is.
Yeah.
Alfredo Linguini. What a name.
Something like that.
That's a crazy.
That's a great, crazy name. Crazy name.
That's an Italian name when it's a French restaurant.
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's interesting, to say the least. No, I didn't clock that. Oh, you know what another good one might be? Well, not a good one. I feel like people have been doing this for years anyway, but from Wicked. Glinda and the witch. Alphaba. Oh, is that how you say it?
I've seen people do that.
But you know, Wicked's been around for so long. Now that the movie's coming out, though, I think they're gonna do like Ariana Grande and then whoever the other actress is.
I think the movie's gonna be so bad.
What about the two guys? The show that you're watching?
Oh, the Menendez brothers.
The Menendez brothers. Oh, you're watching that show.
I am watching it.
Is it good? I don't know. I heard it was not good, not accurate at least.
Oh yeah, I heard it's not accurate, but like what is really accurate?
You're true. True.
I would say it's not bad, but like Clarissa, you know Clarissa that you met? She told me to watch it.
Who?
Hello, the girl you're talking to all night, like my friend Clarissa.
That's her name.
You know, with the brown hair. Yeah, that's her
you
name.
You know I'm so bad with names, bro. I don't remember anything. I know there was an Emma. That's all I remember. Emma. See? And I don't...
Yeah, there was an Emma. There was a Julia.
Julia, I was going to say that.
I hope you remembered everyone's but the girl you were talking to.
Was she the one for sitting in front of me and Sophia?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Love you.
She's probably watching this. That's
probably. Real. Probably.
Yeah.
I promise I remember your name.
Yeah, so she told me to watch it, but she was saying how like the storyline's okay, but the cinematography is really good. And I agree. Oh. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
That is a good one.
Let's see what else we have. Okay. Charcuterie board.
What?
I kid you not. They're literally wearing white shirts, black jeans, and then a piece of cheese on their head. I'm not kidding. Or like grapes.
Expecting some meats.
Like dress yourself, not like, the top of your head,
bro.
Yeah. But there you go.
What's if they lie flat on the ground, they literally look like a charcuterie board.
That'd be so cool. But they did it wrong in this thing. They did it so wrong.
They did it very wrong.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes left on the Spirit Life portion of the podcast.
Okay. How are you feeling?
Yeah, how
are
you feeling, Matthew? I feel like you've said two words, my guy.
Two words is a lot.
Okay. He's a man of many words. I love that for you. I love it. I'm going to wrap up the Spirit Live portion only because I need to put the disclaimer at the beginning of the video, and I don't remember how long that is, so I'm going to give myself a little bit of extra time here, because if it goes over 25 minutes, they cut you off. So, thank you so much for listening on Spirit Live, if you have. If you're listening to this on Spotify, keep listening. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hi. So that's it for the Spirit Live episode. Like I said, thank you, Matthew, for joining us today. We appreciate you being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you for Kat for being my co-host.
Oh my gosh. You're welcome.